You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we have an honour today of being joined by Mrs. Veronica Ferguson, consultant ophthalmologist at Imperial NHS Trust. Veronica, thank you very much for joining us.
It's lovely to come here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Everyone who enters medicine usually has a bit of a turning point. What was it for you that kind of during your early days made you decide eyes is kind of where I want to spend my career?
I decided fairly early on as a student. I always enjoyed the surgery, the practical side of it, and particularly enjoyed watching cataract surgery as a student, which I was lucky to see, and I think that got me started. And so really, as soon as I qualified, when I was doing my house jobs, we used to do just 1 year rather than 2 years that they do now, I was starting to do the exams to start the training to become a surgeon, just soon after qualifying.
I want to talk about the royal household with you. You were appointed, you know, surgeon oculist to Her Majesty's household in 2002, and of course later surgeon oculist to Her Majesty late Queen Elizabeth II in 2018. When you first receive an appointment of that magnitude, what goes through your mind? Is it possible to treat it as just another day at the office, or is there an inevitable kind of sense of pressure?
Well, a bit of both, really. But to start with, it was all a bit strange. A colleague rang me up, and Jonathan Jagger, in fact, from the Royal Free, who was in post at the time, and he said, they're going to ring you up and offer you this post. It's an honorary job. We're not paid for it, to be surgeon oculist to the household. And he said, it's not a joke, just say yes, and it goes from there. So I got a phone call and said yes, and thoroughly enjoyed it since then. People have often said, oh, how do you get appointed to this? You don't put in an application form or anything. I think I was asked for my CV at one stage and sent that in. But I think the one of the supporters was Timothy Fitch, who's an ophthalmologist. He's been very involved with the Macular Society over the years. And I think he had been surgeon oculist before Jonathan Jagger. And I think sort of he promoted me because he knew me quite well from when I was working at St. Thomas's. I mean, I saw a lot of staff, whether it was a lorry driver or car drivers, and my remit was to make sure that the drivers had good vision and they were up to scratch as surgeon oculist to the household. And if any other people or courtiers or anyone had problems, I'd be asked to see a red eye or a sore eye or a change in their vision. And also my job as ophthalmologist to the household, if the Queen's doctor was away, I would cover and stand in. So we'd always agree that we wouldn't both be away on holiday at the same time.
Now, for most people, the royal palaces are, you know, places of postcard fantasy, really. What was it like navigating that sort of world from a professional standpoint? You know, attending palace not as a guest, but to provide critical, specialised and, you know, medical care?
Well, there wasn't too much having to go to the palaces because, of course, with ophthalmology, we have so much kit, whether it's the slit lamp or cameras or OCT machines and all the diagnostic tests. So really, they came to us. It was that tended to be what happened. And with the Queen, she was very keen not to interrupt what was going on generally. And she'd come early in the morning so that she wouldn't be kind of interrupting other patients. So there were nice visits to the palaces, whether it was Sandringham or Buckingham Palace or going up to Balmoral, but that was more to kind of bond with the other doctors and be able to know the other doctors looking after the royal family and make us a better team.
I want to move on about protecting eyesight and a few questions about that. So specifically, I want to focus on individuals currently living with progressive sight loss. What is your best practical medical advice for protecting and maximising the vision that people may still have?
I mean, one thing is treating any underlying conditions, whether it's glaucoma or some macular conditions. But the other thing is good general health, because it's so important that your cardiovascular system is normal, whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, these things which keep the circulation, the heart, to keep the blood supply to the optic nerves, the retina, the visual pathway in the brain. Those are all so important for ongoing kind of keeping what vision that you've got.
I would like to also discuss myths versus reality when it comes to sight loss. And there are quite a few, many tales, including, sitting too close to screens, reading in the dark. But what I would like to kind of know from you is, what is the one thing you wish the general public actually understood about how their eyes work, or the one habit that you wish everyone would drop also to protect their sight?
Well, I think wearing sunglasses is an important thing. I mean, that helps to protect the eyes, but also protects the skin around the eyes, because that can cause problems with the eyelids. But the eyes themselves can be affected. But the other thing is that, reading and using your eyes, and whether it's using screens and in adults anyway, isn't really harmful to the eyes. There's a lot going on about children and developing myopia if they use screens too much. And in very young children, they're encouraged not to use devices close up, because it seems to be promoting, there's an epidemic of myopia. But for adults, screens are okay. But I think a big thing is valuing your optician, because they're so good at doing sight tests, checking your vision, has something change, and they've got all the equipment to make sure that has anything new developed. It's very easy to think, oh, I've got this problem, but you might have, oculocutaneous albinism, but you could still go and get a retinal detachment on top of it. And the opticians are very good at that, and people need to value their opticians.
Fantastic. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you and find out a lot more about how to, look after your eyes properly, and also about your experiences of working with the royal family. Mrs. Veronica Ferguson, thank you very much for speaking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me over.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.